Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Richie Valens bringing us back. His mama named him Richie Ricardo Valenzuela. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jim Alampi is here. Jim's our guest, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Alampi and Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer, author of Great to Excellence. Jim, I need your website, please.
www.alampi.com.
A-L-A-M-P-I is how you spell his last name. Jim, we're talking about managing in a down economy, but more really more appropriately, what we're talking about today is we sit here in this awesome economy where the biggest headwind we have is not having enough workers. In my career, Jim, I've never seen anything like that before. Have you?
No, with that, the kind of unemployment we have, it's just astounding. And if you think about what really is on the top of most CEOs and owners' minds today, it's number one, where we have the right kind of growth, and number two, where we find the talent to support it.
That's right. One of the headwinds of our economy is going to be an unusual headwind we've never had before, and that's where we don't have enough people to do the job to grow the economy. And we could be knocking the GDP could be dinged by not having enough people to do the growth. So this kind of condition, the point you're making is we've got a generation of managers who've never seen anything like this. I mean, even during what I call the lost decade out here on Main Street during the Obama administration, even during that time, we were still positive. We were still growing a couple of points a year. So we've been in an expansion, not robust until the last couple of 3 years. We got a whole generation of managers that may not understand that to get ready for whatever is next. And it's going to come. It's going to happen in a year or 9 months or 18 months. It's going to happen eventually, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, recessions are predictable and they are a normal part of the business cycle. The challenge, as you say, is for those people who have never been through one, you know, they need to practice and start thinking about what are the worst-case scenarios every once in a while so they're not unprepared when the next one comes. Mm-hmm. And think about the kind of repatriation of capital that Trump is driving, which is phenomenal, bringing money back to the U.S. that's parked overseas. But we can't find enough talent to support the business today. Where are we going to find enough talent for another $1 trillion worth of business?
Do you encourage black swan strategy where you say, okay, what would happen? What would we do if we lost a third of our customers? Black swan, folks, is where something happens that nobody ever predicted. The coronavirus could potentially be a black swan. Now, I remind people, that hasn't gotten to be a big deal yet. It's more scary than it is real, I think, for most of the world. But that's something. If that got out of hand and it turned into something that happened 100 years ago, like the Spanish influenza, that could be a black swan event, couldn't it, Jim?
It certainly could, and that's really where, you know, unless you're a major company, global economics probably has a bit of a trickle-down, but it's not something that's going to slap you in the face. It still is important, though, to think about what are the things we would do given certain facts. If this happened, what would we do? And maybe we ought to go think about doing it first. Mm-hmm. So just spending that time, a day, a quarter, a couple times a year, to take the leadership team off-site and really play what ifs in terms of the kind of things good and bad that could happen to us. Otherwise, those young finance managers, they're not getting any training in managing in the downturn, everything's upturned over the last 10 years.
Well, what you just described, Jim, and what you've been talking to us about is what I've been encouraging my audience to think about for a long time now, and that is this is where you stop being the manager of your business and you become the CEO of your business. The jobs, the tasks that we're talking about are not jobs for the manager. They're the jobs for the CEO, aren't they?
You bet. And the reality is, you know, our managers and leaders get paid to manage in a good economy as well as a bad economy. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't be a surprise. We have to think about it as a normal course of business, and that means we've got to practice our skill sets.
Well, as a manager, you're operating with what's in front of you, with the cash, the customers, and the bills that are in front of you right now. And managers, it's not their job to look down the road 6 months, a year, 18 months. It is the job of the CEO. And out here on Main Street, that's often the same person, Jim. Last thoughts.
For sure. And, in fact, there are lots of CEOs and owners that have never managed through a downturn either. So,
yeah.
Again, the where they get their experience is going out and practicing and thinking and talking with their leadership team about the future.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the most important things I think to do is stay close to your salespeople, folks. They're close to your customers, and that's where the first indication will come from. Hey, Jim, good job today. I need the website one more time, please.
www.alampy.com.
All right. Hey, Jim, will you come back soon?
Always, Jim.
Good job. Good job, Jim Alampy. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.